Our guest of the cafe this morning is the mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, Wyman, see a lot of activity downtown Commerce these days. Obviously, Mugs, the coffee place came in here a while back, and Too Good, little sweets shop. But it seems like there's other activity going on. Just I get a sense that a lot of good things starting to happen down there.
Well, you look at downtown, and when you drive through there, you'll now see many more cars, and a lot of that is Mugs. And I have heard from the owner that that's about 85% student business, which she in no way thought it would be that much, but it's great. And then the new store with Too Good is the name of the store, and that's just getting up and running. So that's going to be a real plus, especially as I learned that they're going to do some chocolate dipped strawberries for Valentine's. So let's give them a plug.
That sounds pretty darn good.
I think we're going to see much more activity downtown, especially when students get back and they get in the swing. People who are investing in our downtown property are thinking about what is it that students want. And I think that's so smart because we have so many students. Many of them drive in daily, but they'll do something in town during the day.
Well, until Mugs came along, I would have taken a bet that not many students knew where downtown Commerce was.
I think that's still true. And I think because those businesses are being successful, Campus Talk will change that.
But the spot has been down there, obviously, and the Drunken Mule. So that's not exactly right. But anyway, it does seem to be changing. Is any of that connected to the revitalization project?
Well, I like to consider it a result of talking about a plan and having an anticipation of increased value. So people are looking for very good reasons that investment is now's the time to do it because it's affordable property. As we improve and it fills up, it's going to be more expensive.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with the mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams. Now, there's been some talk in the news here lately about a new facility for the Northeast Texas Children's Museum, and this presumably would be built on the site of the previous president's home and maybe also a rodeo facility out there in that same area. What's the status
of
all that?
Well, it's more than a rodeo facility. It's proposed by the university to go on that land, and it would be a public-private partnership, and it would be a multi-purpose ag-related arena. And the discussion with the Children's Museum Board is that it would allow the construction of a children's museum building on that property and would be focusing the children's museum toward food and fiber production, which would be ideal in coordination with an ag center. Hmm. This is all speculation right now. It's not firm. It's not funded. It's not even designed. But it is a commitment by the Children's Museum Board and the university to work toward this.
So the university is talking with the Children's Museum folks about
Absolutely.
It, basically. And the city's kind of has very limited involvement in this.
As mayor, I get to be ex officio on the board of the Children's Museum, so I'd get in on the discussions.
So any idea when we might know something more about it?
In the next few months.
So it's going to take
It's going to take discussion, and of course, funding sources have to be identified.
Okay, good. Well, last time we visited, we talked about your search for a new police chief. That is progressing, I suppose?
That is in process. There have been candidates interviewed. Finalists will be invited to town and will be interviewed by various people and boards.
Is there a date out there at which you hope to have someone hired, or is that?
Well, we would love to have it by the 1st of February, but that's getting closer.
Okay. Yeah, that's
as soon as we can.
Not that far off. All right. And then you said you've got some good news sort of on the water situation.
Yes. We had an improvement in this past quarter on our report to the point that if we get two more like it, we can quit sending you those cards. We have to have three quarters that the quality is at a certain level and then we're clear, and we're on the way to getting there.
And that, again, was a situation having to do with the flushing of a particular line that was not getting done satisfactorily or something like that.
Well, what it is, it's a line that has good capacity, but it doesn't have enough customers. So the aging of the water gets the chemicals out of balance, and it requires flushing. So we figured out a way to flush it intermittently and got us into a good situation. So we're headed the right direction, and soon you will not be getting those cards. You're going to get at least two more, though.
But if things go on like they're going right now, no more.
It'll be over after that.
Very good. Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Thank you.
The Mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams, you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.